Okay, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world. Welcome to Free Association. This is just a quick update, really. I'm not going to spend too much time. Just to let everybody know that I've got two shows still to upload from this last week. So the Saturday show is waiting to be edited, and the round table from yesterday is waiting to be edited. There was a lot of technical issues with the first quarter of an hour of Saturday and quite a lot of yesterday. It was mostly technical issues, so I'm going to try and edit out all the unnecessary technical conversation that I was having with myself, because I was basically just giving a running commentary on everything that wasn't working, which isn't very entertaining. But it was necessary because I had 2 hours to fill, so it becomes necessary at that point. So I'll do that today at some point. I'm going to try and get the laptop working properly again because it's been messing me about. And I think it just needs some stuff clearing off the hard drive. That's basically all that needs to happen, but I haven't done it, and I should have done it. I should be doing it every single week, really. But I'm a bit lazy with the laptop, so I only clear it when it starts to play up, which I think is fairly normal. Anyway, I'll do that this week. The only other thing I've really got to talk about is I've just found a church coffee morning. I haven't been in yet, but I've been past it and checked out the prices, which are on the door. And it's 60p for a pot of tea, so that seems like a good deal to me. 2 hours on a Wednesday for 60p. It's better than paying £3.50 or whatever it is that other places are charging. There are tea houses in Newcastle that are charging £3.50 or £4 for a pot of tea. But it's specialist, admittedly. This won't be specialist tea. It'll be PG tips if we're lucky. But it's a way to spend 2 hours on a Wednesday, and I can just take my notes up there and do a bit of prep, prepare for the Saturday show on Wednesday, which kind of makes sense. Anyway, that's more or less it. So I wasn't hugely happy with yesterday's show because I didn't have anything prepared, but well, maybe I need to use Wednesday to prepare the following Tuesday's round table. And then I can always prep for the Saturday show on Thursday, Friday and Saturday if I have to, which I do. I always prep for at least a few hours on Thursday and then sometimes Friday and sometimes Saturday. And it goes out the window as soon as you go live anyway, really, but I like to have some kind of preparation, and I didn't have any yesterday, so it was all a bit improvised. It kind of works in its own way, though. I got to talk about things that I wouldn't normally talk about because I have plenty of time. So we'll see. It might kind of turn into me doing a monologue on a Tuesday before I bring the guests in. I don't know yet. I haven't been doing that, but it might turn into that. I might write something. I don't know. There's a lot of variation to it. I'm just working it out as I go along. But it seems to be working so far most of the time. This is I think that was the sixth show. And it's the first one where we've had any real major technical issues that I couldn't improvise over the top of. It's easier to improvise with a couple of people there as well. But when I'm on my own, I find it a bit more difficult. But it's all a learning curve. And I'm learning. Slowly but surely, I'm learning. So that's the first two-hour show I've covered on my own, actually. It's the first ever two-hour show that I've done. So it's probably a major victory just in itself that I managed to do it. Without, obviously there was some intermissions, there were some little bits and pieces there where there were gaps, but apart from that, I was doing about 15 minute chunks, on various topics, and it wasn't too bad. I've listened back to the first 10 minutes of it, and even the technical issues I covered reasonably well. So I'm going to start to relax a bit more with it and just let it flow the way it happens. Anyway, that's enough from me. 5 minutes is enough, because I haven't really said anything. Well, thanks for listening, and I'll speak to you again tomorrow probably, or maybe later this afternoon.